streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening and welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is December 26th, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight. We have a guest, author Michael Tomlin of Roger, Arkansas, and he's just finishing up his book called Power Outage, and we will hear from him in just a little bit. We'll hear his story and how he came about to write this book. So before we bring him on, I'd just like to say that I hope everybody had a very Merry Christmas. And the toy drive that we did was very, very successful. And you can see the footage of that on our web show on the website. And with that, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
Yes, thank everyone. Like my wife said, we thank everyone who gave to the toy drive. And it was a success, as always, fourth year. And the guest that we have on tonight, that's coming on tonight, we also want to thank him personally right here live worldwide on our show tonight. He also sent a toy in for the kids all the way from Roger, Arkansas, to Arizona. So we want to just thank him personally right here worldwide on the show. And once again, we send a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we hope everybody had a great holiday. And we would just like to thank all our members behind the prison walls. We just like to say, hey, keep your head up, keep educating behind the walls, and all our soldiers in the street. Without further ado, we'll pass the mic over to Mike.
Well, thank you, Mr. Boyd. I appreciate you having me on your show, and I'm very grateful to both of you. And it's a pleasure to be here tonight.
Well, we're happy to meet you.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Actually, this is, I've been waiting, 3 years to tell this story, actually. But, yeah, so, you know, even though I still have anxiety of what I wrote about, it's still, I just, like, pinching myself. I can't believe I'm actually talking to somebody, and they have, they're confiding in me to, that you know, to have me on your show, and it's just a super thing that you guys are doing. I just wanted you guys to know that. Well, I'm trying to figure out here, well, how would you like me to start? Man, this is my first interview I've ever done in my whole life, so I can tell you a little bit about myself and my family. I can start there, I guess, and then go into my book. Is that all right? Or
that's great. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, of course, I'm Mike Tomlin, and I live in Rogers, Arkansas, and I'm a Baptist Christian, and I have a wife and two kids, a wife Anita and my son Matthew, who's staying overnight at a friend's house, and my daughter Delilah, who's sleeping on the couch, and we're just your ordinary, typical family, nothing, you know, nothing special or anything like that. But I just, at 48 years old, when I was 48 years old, which was in 2009, I wanted to write a book and try to do it before I was 50 years old, because I always procrastinated, you know. Well, I want to write a book, and I always loved fiction stories, always just fascinated about fiction stories, always grew up watching The Twilight Zone, Rod Sterling's Twilight Zone, and so... In 2009, I decided to try and write a book, and I did. So I bought my composition book over at Walmart for $1, and, you know, I gave it a lot of thought to my book, and I would pray before I even started writing the book. And so I figured if I'm going to put a lot of effort in this, why not have a fiction book with my family in it? So that's what I did. I had my wife and kids in the book, and I named my book Power Outage because that's the thought process I got at the time, actually, is to I wanted to have a unique book, something different. So I entitled it Power Outage, and Power Outage has to do with a ordinary family, meaning ours, going through different strange phenomena in the year 2012. Well, to draw my readers into the book, I knew I had to have something happen a day before so it draw my readers into the book and into my storyline. So that's what I did, and I just had me getting up like I usually do, having my pot of coffee at 5-something in the morning, and I just started my storyline exactly what really did occur in reality on December 31st, 2011. Of course, like I'm saying, the time period I was writing was 2009, September 11, 2009. And basically what I wrote about, which really still I pinch myself every day, is I realize now what I got to write my book was a vision from the Lord. And my pastor helped me put all this together and we discussed it, and he's the one that brought it to my attention that it could be a possibility, blah, 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 that you got this vision from God, you know, and you got this gift to do that. And so I took that in good consideration because Arkansas here had a earthquake, a 5.6 earthquake, I think it was back in November of 11, and when we had that earthquake, I told my wife 3 days before we had it that I had this dream, and I was standing on this hill and looking down, and all these telephone poles were lined up in a row, and they started cracking in half. And I was in a field, and my feet were shaking underneath the ground. And she said, "Well, honey, don't worry about it. You know, it's probably just some bad dream. It's all flat here in Rogers anyway." So I said, "You know, dear, yeah, you're right." Well, 3 days later, we're up at 10:45, and here she's shaking on the couch and screaming at me, Michael, you know, what's going on? You know, and then the ceilings, we have cathedral ceilings, they started to crack. And here, I just got through telling her that 3 days before that. So anyways, I realize now I do have a gift to do that. I'm not better than anybody else or anything like that. I just put my faith in the Lord, and, you know, I don't rely on myself because I know I'll fail, but I put my faith in Him, and He gives me these visions every once in a while, and they happen to come true. Getting back to Power Outage, I wanted to have the scene open up, like I said before, with something completely different. So I have a dog named Maggie who's still alive. She's in the book. I would let her out the door, my back door, where I'm sitting right now every morning. And there was a couple times these blackbirds she would chase after the birds, get them off the ground, and a couple of them came and swarmed back after her. So I have to give some of the idea of my story to my dog because she sort of gave me a little bit of the idea to use these blackbirds in the first place. And then the rest, of course, was just the vision I got to write things down. So anyway, in a nutshell, what I wrote actually happened and occurred over in Beebe, Arkansas on December 31st, 2010, 13 months already after I wrote the book. Well, I got up on December 31st, 2010, just watching TV, the headline news like I usually do, and all of a sudden, the lady comes on and says, "For some mysterious reasons, blackbirds are dying here in Beebe, Arkansas. We're sending the scientists out here to figure out why this phenomenon has occurred." And I'm like, it struck me immediately. You know, in fact, I was on the couch. I spit my coffee on. I couldn't believe it. So I was so excited, I stood up and yelled for my wife, Anita, you're not going to believe this. What I wrote in my book did really occur. And she comes running down the hallway, saying, what? I said, "Yeah, the bulk power outage, what I wrote in there, really, really occurred." And she goes, "No way." And I said, "Yeah, look at the news." And so I'm thinking in my mind, oh, my gosh, did I put December 31st, 2010, or did I put December 31st, 2011? So I raced back here in my bedroom in the bottom drawer, got the book out, and here I put December 31st, 2011. So I was sort of like, oh, my gosh, I just missed it by 1 year, you know. So in a nutshell, we were in shock for like a year. My wife pleaded with me, you know, not to tell any of our church members because fearing that they would sort of start looking at us and treating us like weird. Wait a minute, Mike, you did this and, you know, this happened, you know. And so my wife being severely ill too, even still now, I abided by her wishes and I didn't say a word about it. And until December 31st, 2011, when a whole nother year went by and I'm sitting in the exact same spot, and the lady came on with the almost, it was like a rerun of the first year, and I just really couldn't believe it. I realized then what had happened December 31st, 2011, I knew that it was just that it put my book from a fiction into a nonfiction book in reality. And so, you know, I yelled to my wife again. She came running down the hall, almost like I said, like a rerun from the first year. And here's the thing. The blackbirds died on that day that I wrote about. I can prove that theory through ink forensics, which I plan on doing. But the thing is, I don't want people to think, hey, you know, I wanted these blackbirds to die. No, I didn't want the blackbirds to die. I love animals. I can't even kill anything. I used to trout fish, but now I haven't done it for so many years because I've been busy with the kids, the family, trying to get my wife well. And so, you know, like I said, I had to talk to my pastor about it. So anyways, December 31st, 2011, right after it occurred, of course, I was in complete shock, right? So was my wife. My kids, we didn't let them really know what was really happening at that time. But then I had to tell somebody, and I'm saying to myself, who in the world can I trust to tell my story to? Well, hello, Mike. What about your pastor? It came into my head, you know. So that's what I did. I went over to my pastor over at the church and showed John, you know, my pastor and his wife, the book. And they were just closing up the church, and they said, well, do you mind if we take it home and read it at night? I said, no, because I trust him with it, you know. And that's when I went to go pick it up in the morning, and he just told me, Mike, you know, God gives us a lot of talents. This is a great possibility that you've done so much for the church, because I painted our church cross. It's like to the top of it's about 40 feet off the ground, and I hate heights, but the cross just looked so deteriorating that I wanted to paint it for them, or for our church, I should say, for us. And plus, I'd like to go to my grave knowing that Jesus knows that I painted a cross that huge, because how many people can go to their grave saying that they painted the church cross, you know? So basically, what he said started to make sense to me, and I said, John, that makes sense, because, you know, we just had that earthquake. I told my wife about it, and it occurred 3 days later. And then, around the end of February, beginning of March, after I started to get out of my shockness of the whole thing, I took my story down here to our newspaper, a local newspaper, just to see if, you know, to show them, to say, hey, look, this is what I did, you know. This older lady comes out, says, let's go talk in this room, Mr. Tomlin. And we went and talked in the room, and I explained to her what I did. I had my book with me. She could see by the ageness of the book that it just happened at that time, like 3 months ago, and my pages are real old because it's already 29 months old, my book. So the pages are not bright white notebook paper. They're bluish-grayish color. They're like yellowish on the ends. And even the cardboard book cover inside is like, when you buy something new, it's like a tannish color from discoloration, from age. So she said she looked at the book and stuff, and her demeanor changed after she saw the book. And she said, well, Mr. Tomlin, you know, I believe your story because I can see the book, but, you know, this is the Bible Belt here, and we couldn't possibly print this here. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute, you know, am I in the Twilight Zone? I'm saying to myself, you know, here I'm a writer, and I write a book, and the thing, everything happened 2 years in a row on the exact, you know. So basically, you know, they didn't print it, which I'm glad they didn't print it because I don't want to print it now anyway, really. I mean, as far as newspapers and stuff, until I get some testing on my book done. So everything works out. Everything happens for a reason. And, you know, now December 31st, 2012 is coming up. My daughter throws a question at me and says, now, hey, Daddy, what if... you know, what if the blackbirds fall dead again this year? Will it hurt your story? And I'm like, I don't think so. But you know what, Delilah? I said, if it happens again, I'll expect the white suits at the front door to take me away. You know, just kidding, though. Just kidding. But you know, I mean, it's so when they didn't print my story here, wouldn't print my story here, then I called, I was having a garage sale out in front of my house trying to sell some stuff, make extra money, and some ladies were talking about Branson, and a lady I didn't even know mentioned the water slides and then Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, and it struck me. I never submitted my story to them, you know. So then I called or left Mr. O'Brien. Tim O'Brien's the communications director for Ripley's back in June. I told him that story, and he liked it, and he's a super nice guy. And he likes it and everything, but I brought up this idea of getting it ink forensicated because I don't want no skeptics people saying, well, how do we know you didn't write the story afterwards, you know? And he's just trying to cash in on a story that already occurred, you know? Well, that's where ink forensics comes into play. And... in a nutshell, I met this businessman. He was sort of interested in my story. We met and had some coffee. But he said, Mike, and I didn't have the answer for him at that time. He said, Mike, what if I used a pen and the book I wrote and happened to be 2 years old, and I used this pen that was 5 years old and wrote, you know, in that notebook that was 2 years old, I'm speaking like a skeptic, he's saying, but, you know, you could have done maybe that. And I didn't have an answer for him. But right after I left there, I called up the ink forensic guy that I spoke to before. And I was just overwhelmed with joy because he told me, Mike, I know what you're saying, this forensic guy I'm talking about now. He said, in a nutshell, the way to explain it to you would be like this, Mike. Even though the pen's 5 years old and you wrote on a pad that's 2 years old, once that ink is dispersed on the paper itself, it's like throwing water on the paper. So in other words, they would know, the ink forensic experts would know, even though the pen and the stuff, the ink's 5 years old in the pen, once it hits the paper, it's a whole new ball game. So they would be able to know that it's 5 years old, which I was just, I mean, that it's freshly done. There's no way to trick that. So... I'm very, very happy about that indeed. And the bad part is time is running out for me because after 2 years, ink stops dating. And so I'm like scrambling around. Here's the thing now. I got the money for the forensics, right, through our taxes. But here's the bad part. We don't get the W-2s out till the end of January. Then it's going to be another 2 weeks. Then we'll be in the February. I mean... you know, it's one of those deals, you know. So well, I'm trying to somebody.
It'll happen. Well, you know, it's meant to be like that. And for some reason, that's when it's all supposed to happen. So you just got to be patient, you know.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, I've waited 3 years just to talk to somebody about it. I mean, the news reporters I told before, they wouldn't even come and answer or return my calls. They probably thought
another month or two, that anticipation and getting ready and just getting your message out there and, you know, letting people know that it's going to be out there.
Right. And, you know, I agree with you, Mrs. Boyd, on that because here's the point. The story is not about me writing a fiction or nonfiction book. The story is that if you put, the whole bottom line is if you put your faith in God, all things are possible through him, like it's written, you know. As long as I know what's going on, and people that do believe my story have known me for years and have seen the book, they're just like, they're behind me, you know, 100%. And the thing is, what I'm supposed to do is, with the money I make, I'm supposed to help the poor people around Northwest Arkansas and around the world, which I plan on doing because I'm poor myself and I still help the poor. So, yeah, it all works out that way, you know. And then I'm going to try to let people know that, you know, that God exists. God can perform. If you seek him, you'll find him, you know. You knock, it'll be open to you. And so on and so on, you know.
Amen.
Hey, Michael, with that being said, we're going to take a break here for a minute. We have another special guest that's calling in all the way from, I believe he's in Dallas right now, but he's from Detroit. And I'm going to let Rob introduce him, and then we have a song to play, and then we'll get right back with you. So just hang tight, and we'll see if he has any questions for you.
Okay, very good. Great. Appreciate it.
All right. We coming live, living and in color. And tonight, we just want to enlighten our audience. A lot of people have been emailing me and the wife, like they want to play their songs on the show, and they want us to, you know, advertise and different things. So the wait is over with, you know. So we're going to start advertising and doing commercials on our show. And last but not least, I want to introduce a hot track from my little nephew, you know what I mean? Me and his father, Maserati Rick Sr., that was my right-hand man coming up, and Greg Carter, his uncle. We all grew up in the black bottom together. So little Rick doing something real positive to break that yoke, you know what I'm saying? And
Sounds good.
Yeah, without further ado, we're going to present his music track. We want everybody to sit back and relax and bounce on the brown sugar.
All right, yeah, Rick.
Yeah, Rick?
Yeah, what's going on, bro? Yeah. I'm here.
What's up, man? We just want you to give yourself a shout-out right here on the show, man. And, you know, we're going to let people know, you know, they're going to be hearing that brown sugar and going to be rocking with it right here at the hottest radio show around the world, the Streets of Love Back Radio Show. So go ahead and speak out, nephew.
Definitely, man. I just want to say, you know, thanks for, you know, having me call in to the show. Definitely a positive movement y'all got going on, and I'm definitely, you know, glad to be a part of everything and just get some good stuff going out here, giving people the knowledge and everything, man, and giving them this good music also. That's the most important part. I'm going to make them feel good with the music I'm giving them, you know what I'm saying? And with the Brown Sugar song, it's just one of those songs that is universal with it. It's talking about, you know, you chilling with your lady, you know, you having a good time. It's just y'all two, you know, listening to music. And that's basically the concept of the song, and I'm basically painting pictures of different situations and scenarios that I'm going through with this one lady while music involved. So, you know, that's where we came up with the concept of Brown Sugar. And I got my homeboy Tone Davis singing on there. And it's just a different sound right now that I'm coming with my music, basically. So I hope everybody enjoy that.
My man, we appreciate that. So without further ado, we want you to lean back, young Rick, and we finna bounce with that brown sugar all the way from the D.
Have a dream, show some love, and take a ride down memory lane. Just me and her, listening to music that I love. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar. Hey, love, you can be my brown sugar.
Back in the days when I was a teenager, before I had money, cell phone, no pager. Just me and my girl listening to hip hop. Mama used to say it reminded her of bebop, but dancing to Michael, see the music is a cycle. Remembering good times, Soul Train is really a good thing. I'm feeling too good now. Nah, I might just need a drink, might just reminisce. I know that she's feeling this. shit. She listening to Mary J. Baby girl looking good and she came my way. Let's play some OJs. Let's unwind, slow it down, two-step. Now clap with me one time. She feeling good too, like it's summertime. Girl, I get around in my hometown. You can come too. I love you like soul food for the love that we had.
Have a dream.
I put on some pentagrass and light up a candle. She feeling that heat wave. We dance the night away. Shout out to the DJ for playing the right one. He put on another song. It sound like Marvin Gaye or maybe some Isleys. No matter where we be, she be right beside me. We go good together like sugar, honey, and tea. Love and memory lane. I play her another song. Now she feeling candy rain in the soul for real. Telling her how I feel. Now she wanna take a trip with me around the world. Feeling like I'm in love. And I hope that she feel what I feel. So I know that it's real. So I know that it's real. Memory lane, yeah. Thinking of summer days, telling me how she feel. Listen to Lauryn Hill, beautiful how she sings. I put on some Mal Green, getting her in the mood. Not rushing into a thing, I'm feeling like Rick James. We high up Mary Jane, she the girl in my dreams. She my earth, wind, and fire whenever we be together. No arguing with each other, music keep us together. Getting us through the weather, feeling the summer breeze. Call you my summer girl, like Jodeci, I'm a fiend. Travel around the world, ribbon up in the sky, writing it on the wall. I put on some MJ, she my pretty young thing. We remember the time, so we had to escape down memory lane. All alone, just me and my girl with a song. That's the life that I love. Come on.
Gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets and Love You Back radio show with one of the hottest singles out right now, you know what I mean, by Nephew, Brown Sugar in the house. So you'll be hearing that Brown Sugar right here on the Streets and Love You Back radio show every weekend. We're going to break that single around the world, you know. So like I said, the wait is over with, you know. You can do commercials on the show now. You can log on to our website and get all the information right there. We're going to be doing $10 30-second spots and $15 60-second spots. And we're going to just do what we got to do and get some of this good music out here. So that's what it is. So, Nephew, what would you like to say to your fans before we get back to our guest, my brother?
Oh, man, just go Hawkshare.com and download that song or HotNewHipHop.com. Just be on the lookout for anything coming from Maserati Rick Jr. and the whole Streets Don't Love You Back movement, man. I'm in Dallas rocking the hoodie right now, man, as we speak.
My man. So see what it is? So that's what it is. So while you out there kicking it, Nephew, you have one of your people take that picture and send it to us so we can put you up on this up on the joint, man, before we can start popping this brown sugar worldwide. Like I said, we appreciate you calling in, nephew, man, and giving your fans what they want. And that truck right there, brown sugar, that's for some of everybody. Old school, new school, lean back, man, enjoy life, you feel me? But always put God first and listen to some good music at the same time, you feel me? So, nephew, open out, my brother, and let all your people know where they heard the hottest track at. You feel me? Brown Sugar right here at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely.
My man. So hang in there and listen to my man's interview, nephew.
All right, man.
My man. Hey, Mr. Mike, back at you, my brother.
Now, that was smooth. There's no doubt about it. That was smooth. That was really, really good. That's
my nephew, man. You feel me?
And, he's got it cooking. He's got it cooking, I'll tell you that. The stove is red hot.
That's what I like to hear, my man. You feel me?
Yeah, I'm starting to loosen up now. Now you got me going. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's what I like to hear. You heard what my nephew just said, man. It's for some of everybody. And Brown Sugar done got you loosened up over there with your energy.
Man.
So that's what I'm screaming, man.
Yeah, you know, my wife's sleeping on the couch, you know, I don't know, 50 feet away, whatever, in another room. I felt like getting her and start doing a slow dance with her. You know what I'm saying? See what I'm
saying?
I want to see if she still has it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We won't say, hey, that's good, man. You know, my little
nephew
got that kind of effect, man. You feel me? So y'all heard that from my guest tonight. Mike said that was a smooth song. So Mike gave it a, you know what I mean? We went all the way to a five-star. You feel me? Yeah.
That's right. He's going places. Your nephew's got he's got a lot of talent there. And I mean that. And, you know, and I'm sure, you know what, that's just like his song, the way he did it and everything, sells itself. He doesn't have to do nothing to it. And that's almost like,
Go ahead, Mike.
That's almost like me trying to sell my book or sell my story or prove my story. I can just hand them the book, you know. And like I said before, you know, if anybody can prove me wrong on my book, I'll let them keep it, which is a huge statement, but that's the way I feel. I mean, because when you're telling the truth, it's easy. It's easy when you're telling the truth. You know what I mean?
Ain't no doubt. Hey, we definitely know that my nephew's song, Brown Sugar, got you all the way hyped up over there, man. We feeling that. You feel me? Yeah.
Oh, I am. I wish I could hear it again.
Hey.
When we get through with the show,
we want to let everybody know, when we get through recording live, people can always go back and listen to our show 24/7. You feel me? So if you want to listen to Nephew's song 24/7, the only thing they can do is put their computer in their room, click it on, you feel me?
I got you.
Do your ground.
All day.
Yeah. So we're going to give big ups to my nephew, little Maserati Rick Carter, off the east side, Detroit, Michigan, you know what I'm saying? And with the Brown Sugar, you know what I'm saying? Go out and cop that Brown Sugar. And nephew going to be with us real soon. His interview coming up right here on the show live January the 2nd. So you don't want to miss young Rick. It's going to be a real powerful story for the people, you feel me? And the story is so powerful because the guy that's interviewing him is me, and I grew up with him. I remember.
Well,
that
ought to go pretty good. Come on, family on there. I mean, how smoother can it get? I mean, come on.
All day long, man. That's when the game was real. You feel me?
That's when the game was real.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
I look at this thing now, man, and it's so watered down. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, even the fake thing, they think the fake is real now. You know what I mean? So we have to always keep that realness up front, man, and, you know, keep these young players up on our wing, man, and show them the right direction on how to do what they do out here, man, and especially a young man or a young lady that's talented, you know? You want to leave.
Put it this way, if he doesn't have a girlfriend and he's not married, if he's dating some girl, once he plays his song for her, it won't be long after that, I'll tell you that. that he gets hitched.
You know what I'm
saying? She hears that song.
Wow.
She hears that song, and all of a sudden she's going to, her eyes will start twinkling. You know what I mean?
Wow. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, man, you hear the review we done got from Nephew Song already just by one viewer done heard it, man. And it only takes one person to spread the message, man, because, you know, a voice is a loud voice when it gets to speaking on something good. And everybody likes to hear something good. So we done got great reviews already from Nephew Song from hitting the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show tonight. So we loving it, ladies and gentlemen. My wife over here smiling in the ear. And I know my man Mike, author Mike, is going to make sure he passed that message on for people to buy that song, Brown Sugar, online.
And I'll pass it around here, down here in Northwest Arkansas, too. You know, there's no doubt about that.
Without a doubt, man, you know. So I'm going to click my nephew back in just for my nephew to thank you right quick, Mike, all right?
All right. All right.
Yeah, nephew.
Yeah, what's going on, huh?
There
hey,
you
what's
go,
up,
man?
Mike, man, I appreciate the feedback, man. Definitely, man. That's definitely what I'll be wanting to hear what everybody's, you know, opinion, reaction, you know, how you feel when you first heard that Brown Sugar. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, don't even think if you got it or if it's going to sound good or if it's good, because you got it. I tell you, brother, you got it. There's no if or what's or, you know, you're gifted and use your gift just like you're doing and make more songs. Don't stop. That's just like me. I mean, nobody wants to hear my story. Well, that's fine, but there's going to be somebody who's finally going to open up their eyes and go, wait a minute, this guy has something here. And whoever that person might be, he won't regret listening or helping me out or whatever they can do, you know.
Definitely, yeah, man. It's definitely, you know, I'm definitely going to come with some more diverse music. You know, just everything I'm doing is not just music. And, you know, I'm doing some documentary stuff and hoping to get this movie out about my father, too, man. That's what I really want to do.
Well, I'll tell you what, if my book goes big, well, then if I do a documentary or something, I need some kind of, and we discuss it and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I need something to do the documentary, some music behind there that would bring people into my documentary. I am for sure going to keep you in mind.
I'm with that, man. I'm definitely with that.
Yeah, you know.
Put it together.
We always need something new, you know. And everybody's heard every kind of a story out there, except if I don't know if you read anything about mine, but mine's sort of different or unique, you know. It's a sort of one story you'll never forget, you know what I mean? And you could tell your kids, if you have kids later on, and they'll tell their kids and so on and so on and so on, especially if it happens this year three times in a row. I mean, it's just but if you're not familiar with my story, that's cool. You can read it on, just go to Google and enter my name, and you'll pull up my blogs and past stuff, you know. But you're Superman. Keep it up, and God bless you. And keep up the faith, brother.
Same to you, man. Wish you the best, bro.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah, man. So with that being said, Mike, we want you to hold tight a few minutes, Mike, because we're having a great show tonight. You just got through listening to my nephew's song, Brown Sugar. But now we're going to come with another hot track right off the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And it's called Never Get Up, Never Give Up by OG Suicide out of Cali. You feel me? So
I feel you, bro.
And we want you, everybody, to lean back and listen to this song, Never Give Up, OG Suicide in the house.
The homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all,
huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love you.
You know, that's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. all y'all, you know. I look forward to coming to the game one day, NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it come to a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals, stay focused on you. Focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Go ahead with your dream to achieve in your life. It's like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. And to this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Hold you down, hold you down. You gotta get up.
Are and what your beliefs are, and you can conquer anything if you put your mind to it, and I'm living proof of it, and so are they.
Hey, Mike, you know, tonight, man, is your blessed night, man. You're getting the chance to rate great music, man, right here on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show, man. You feel me? And this is our first show that we agreed to start playing good music. Like I said, and doing commercials for people. People have been asking us. So now we bring it to the forefront. And, you know, we're going to do a great thing, man, for people. You know what I mean? Not only a platform, but people be able to do their commercials, get their music, their books, their ministry, their business or what have you. And we here to show going to make that happen, you know? And, Mike, while you here, man, God's been blessing your night so much tonight. We got another song for you, and we want you to be able to rate that song too, okay?
I sure will.
My man, and that's called All For You coming up. And that's my man, Young Kendall Day, and that's my sister's record label, Grand Slam Records out of Detroit, Michigan. And that's our artist, Kendall Day, with the hot R&B track. You'll be hearing his track here at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show as well. So without further ado, here we go, baby. Sounds good.
Everything is all for you.
From your girl, you was hitting the club. So I'ma show some extra love. And I'ma get fresh as fuck for you tonight. And I'ma make sure everything's brand new.
Everything touching my body is
brand new.
See, the mirror don't lie. Feeling like that guy tonight, so
from the ballet,
tell
him send the bottles,
I'ma start
with that rosé. All out of
with okay.
So baby, what you gonna do for me? Cause
everything is all for you. Oh, all for you.
All for you.
All for you.
You.
Everything I do when it's all tonight. Everything is all for you.
Yeah.
All for you.
All for you.
Everything I do when it's all tonight.
Baby, it's all
everything
for
you. Everything is all for you.
VIP never felt so lovely. Drinks never looked so bubbly. Don't you just love me? From the club to the telly, what's up? Private suite, can't nobody interrupt. Perfect night for the both of us. And this is how we started out. I'm loving everything you do for me. That's why
everything is all for you. Oh,
oh,
for you.
Oh, for you.
Oh, for you. Everything
hey.
I do when it's all tonight.
Baby, it's all.
Everything is all for you.
The cars, the clothes, the way that it goes.
All for you.
You know that it's all for you, baby.
Everything is all for you.
All for you.
The way that it goes.
All for you.
You know that it's all for you, baby.
Everything is all for you.
Everything is all for you.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome right back here to the Streets and Love You Back radio show. And like I said, that was a hot track from my sister's record label, Grand Slam Records, out of Detroit, Michigan, with our artist, Kendall Day, hot R&B artist. You feel me? We right back with my man, Mike. Mike, weigh in on that right there, Mike.
I'll tell you what. I don't know what they eat in Detroit, but as far as music, those guys are dynamite. I mean, and I'm not just saying that. I mean, All For You, you know, that can go so many different directions. You know, you do it all for maybe your wife, your kids. You do it all for you. It could be you do it all for Jesus. I mean, that's what's so unique about that song. It can go in so many different directions and be such a positive energy that it's really a good song.
My man, we appreciate that, Mike. And we just want to say tonight is a very special night to have Mike on the show with us. And once again, Mike is also a member of the Streets Don't Love You Back movement. And we want to thank him again nationally on the radio show for sending in a toy for our fourth-year toy drive. And the fourth-year toy drive was a major success again. We gave out plenty of toys to the kids, and we put a lot of smiles on kids' faces. So me and my wife just want to thank everybody tonight that participated in that. And the people who participated in that was Grand Slam Records, my sister record label, Anytime Fitness here in Arizona, Nails For You here in Arizona. And we just want to thank Miss Monica Gray, who participated. We want to thank Miss Patricia, who participated out of Florida. And we're going to thank one of my other homeboys, Mr. Rice, who participated out of Detroit. And we want to thank my man, Suave Scotty, who participated out of Cleveland, Ohio. And so many people, you know what I mean? And Seven Cups Coffee, you know, where they host a toy drive at, where we sat in the coffee shop and gave the toys to the kids, you know, and Phoenix Boys and Girls Center. We just want to thank everybody who supported us this year, man. We put a lot of smiles on kids' face. So, Mike, once again, we're glad to have you here at the show, man. We're listening to great music, and we just happened to have you on the show tonight when we just kicked our first show off going into 2013 with great music, and we're going to have great music from now on. Me and my wife agreed on that, you know. So, people, get ready, because it's going to be a great, different format for the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. So musicians, come on and see us. You know what I mean? If you got your book out there, come on and see us. If you're trying to promote your business, come on and see us. Trying to promote your ministry, come on and holler at us. You know, let's network around the world, you know. But tonight, them is just three great songs that you done heard and will continue to hear at the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. And once again, Brown Sugar from Nephew. And we got Never Give Up from OG Suicide out of Cali, and Grand Slam Records with Kendall Day out of Detroit, Michigan. So I'm going to pass the mic to the missus, and we're just having a great time tonight, man. I'm loving the show tonight. And Mike, man, you just been, you done uplift my spirit all the way, my man, because I didn't know you had Motown in your way down in Arkansas, my man.
You know what? I grew up with Michael Jackson. There was a place in Chicago called Golf Mill Run Theater, and he was probably, I don't know, 18 or something, and that was, the audience was filled with 98% girls. So at that time, at that time, I was in seventh heaven, to say the least, but I couldn't hear for 3 days after the concert, but other than that, it was fantastic, you know. I've always loved music. I like different varieties of music, you know. I grew up like rock and roll, and I like blues, you know, Marty Waters and B.B. King.
Right.
You can't forget B.B. King now. I mean, come on now, you know. The thrill is going away. You know what I'm saying?
You can sing too, Michael.
Oh, yeah, I sing in our church, and I can do impersonations. I do about 8 different movie star impersonations, you know.
We're having a great show tonight, Mike. You feel me?
Oh, yeah, I feel it. I feel it. You know, I'm having fun now, so, you know.
That's good. Well, I'm glad that your first interview is going to be great, you know. And you
I'll remember this for the rest of my life. And you know what? You guys are special, too, because having me on the air, on your show, you made history by having me on the air, because not everybody, you know, gets to talk with the first fiction, the nonfiction author in the whole world. I mean, and not that I'm a high on my horse, but what I'm saying is that, you know, you gave me the opportunity to come on your show, and I'm not going to forget that ever. And hopefully, you know, sometime I can come back and revisit you guys and listen to some more music.
That's right. You can listen every Wednesday night.
And I will, too. You know, music relaxes you. It can relieve depression. It can make you happy, make you dance, and even a little romance.
That's right.
My man. And you know, that's what the show is all about, too, man. You know, we like to keep it real, and we like for people to bring their message and awareness, but also, you know, we like for a person to enjoy themselves as well. You know what I'm saying?
I sure do.
Yeah, we have to be humorous, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, music smooths the mind, the heart, the soul. And once again, just to let all our viewers know, we definitely will be playing our music. We definitely will be doing our commercials now. We're going to be doing a lot of great things with a lot of different formats that me and wife done come up with now that, like I said, you know, we like to please our fans, and our fans been asking for us to, you know, start advertising and this and that. So the wait is over with, ladies and gentlemen. We can do what we do now, you know?
That's right. That's right. And like I said, I think it's a great idea you got there, because there's so many people. You know, they charge a lot for advertising, and when you can reach out to an audience like what you have and not spend all that much money and be able to still promote your stuff, and plus it's helping you, and it gets the word out, and it gets new artists recognized, and new authors recognized, you know, as well.
That's right. And do you have a website for your book yet?
I have it it's in puppet.com, but here's the thing. I made some changes tonight in my book, and the thing is, I would really like to put a hold on it until, because I'm one of these kind of perfectionist guys, and when I get that, what I want done, corrected, then I'll put it, you know, on Facebook, and I'll put it on my LinkedIn page where people can go and really view it like I want it to be viewed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like somebody building a house, and they want it to look nice, and you want to do this and this and this. But I will have that probably within a day or two for people to go and purchase my ebook.
So you anticipate your ebook being out any day now, and you'll just have to
decide
if it's ready. Well, that's awesome, and we congratulate you for that. You know, to be able to have the vision and have written it down before it happened, that's, you know, it's a miracle, and it's an amazing story, you know. And
it really is. I mean, and to happen, and to have it happen 2 years in a row is like off the charts in my own eyes. I mean, maybe not to anybody else, but we learn. I just learned that, you know, the gifts we get from God, we sometimes don't realize it until it's brought to our attention by somebody else, which was my pastor, and it all made sense. And, you know, well, again, you know, I just appreciate you guys having me on the show to give people hope and let people know that if they believe in God and they, read the scriptures, you'll only go stronger in His Word.
That's right. Well, do you have any last shout-outs, Michael, or any last things that you want to say while we have you on the air?
Well, I just, again, would like to thank, all the people that corresponded with me on Facebook and the ones who believe my story. And, of course, I'd like to thank all the people here in Northwest Arkansas that know me and have seen the book. And, like that song was, like, you know, don't give up and stuff like that. I'm not going to give up, you know. And even if my story doesn't go anywhere else, at least I made 30 people happy, 30 people know about it. That's fine. I'm just grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be breathing. And again, it's not all about me and my book. It's about Jesus. And without Jesus' help, there's no way in the world I could have guessed all that, the exact date, month, and year, and got the scene. I create in my head, and it actually occurs. All those were visions I got. And, you know, one writer wrote, if there's too many coincidences in a story, maybe it's not a coincidence, you know. And I, whatever that was, I sure agree with him.
That's right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. It's a powerful story, and I know, you know, we won't understand the full strength of it until we are able to read that book. But, you know, we're...
No, it won't be long. It won't be long, I guarantee that. You know, it won't be long at all.
Great. Well, we congratulate you for accomplishing that and finishing that book and getting it out to the public. And, you know, we just want to thank you for being a guest. And like Rob said, thank you so much for supporting us and sending toys for the toy drive. And, you know, we want to continue working with you and just thank you for your support.
Oh, my pleasure, ma'am. My pleasure. And thanks again to your husband for having me on the show too, Mr. Boyd, and maybe in the future we'll do it again sometime.
That's right.
Yeah, and Mike, just hold on. We're gonna get off the air, but you can hold on and listen to this other song, and you can tell everybody good night, and then just hold on. Just tell all the viewers good night, Mike.
Okay, well, you viewers out there, good night, and... never believed, always investigate a story. At least have the respect that to investigate a story before you think in your mind, oh, this guy's crazy or this story is way too far-fetched. Give the person a chance to prove his case, and then you'll see miracles happen.
My man. All right, Mike. Good. So you just hang in there for a few minutes, Mike. We got the Streets Don't Love You Back song. Matter of fact, hold on, Mike. That's a think that's OG. OG?
What's up with it?
What's up, baby? I know that's my man OG Suicide right there, ladies and gentlemen. The song we just played, The Never Give Up, that's the gentleman right there that made that song. And we was letting all our fans and viewers know, OG, that your song will be spent right here on the Streets of Love You Back radio show. And we're going to break this song around the world. And we had a young man that just had a great comment for you, man. You know, Mike, you can have a comment for OG Suicide. That's a young
man. What's up, loved one?
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, man,
I just
want
to say your song touches my heart just standing here. It like I said, it could go in so many different directions as a positive energy. And, you know, that's the thing is I'm not giving up, you know, you got to be relentless sometimes, especially if you're telling the truth. I just love your music. I hope you continue, and best wishes for you now and in the future.
And I highly appreciate, you know, even giving my music an ear to even just hear what I got to say, you know. Especially according to a lot of the music that's in the industry now, you know, the music I'm making, I'm here to pretty much, you know, help, you know, change the world one person at a time. And, you know, I'm glad you like it because never give up is something that we all can live by, you know, because no matter how hard life may seem or have you down, if you just stay focused and believe and, you know, put your prayer and your trust in God as you should, you know, never give up. Things will get better.
That's right. That's right. You hit the nail right on the head. And like I said, I like the melody. Everything's great about it. And, you know, it's just it's people like you and me that keeps the world's head spinning, you know, in a good direction, you know, in a positive direction. And like with me, with my miracle story, with you, with your music, And one day maybe it'll even be combined together to form something even more powerful, you know, to get the message out.
Oh, definite. I mean, when the record came about, because, you know, I am a suicide survivor, you know, December 31st, 1991, I actually, you know, put a gun to my head and, you know, implanted a bullet inside my head. I had, you know, emotions and thoughts on leaving the world, but God had a plan for me. So here I am talking to you on the phone.
With that's right. See.
Three inches from my brain. And my mission now is to teach the youth and to tell the world, like, I've been there, done that, never give up. It ain't worth it. Life is better.
That's right. And the devil didn't get you. You didn't let the devil get to you, and that's, you know, he's always there tempting us, but you didn't let him get to you.
He ain't there no more. I thumped him off my shoulder, so I can't even hear him no more. He's not there.
Okay.
I already hear a good voice. I hear a good voice now. A good voice telling me to do good things.
So we're glad that you took time in to call, OG. I wanted you to call in while the song was playing, but I knew you was in the studio, but you made time.
Yeah, I'm still here now. Make sure y'all give a shout-out to my nephew, too, man. He's an artist from Compton as well, big to the boy. You know, he's over here recording me right now at the studio. And, I mean, he got a powerful message as well. He done been through, you know, different, you know, things in life and tragedies as well. So.
My man. Well, we got to get him on the show then, homie.
Oh, yeah, that's mandatory.
Right, man. And, OG, just to let everybody know, before you got on the line, we was just letting everybody know that all the hot songs that everybody heard tonight, including Never Give Up, will be constantly spent on the Streets of Love You Back radio show. And the wait is over as far as people advertising on the show. We done granted that for people because they've been on us forever about that. So we got $10 30-second commercial spots, you know, and then we got $15 60-second spots. And everybody would just have to email it to us, an MP3 file already ready to roll, your 30 seconds like you want it, and we'll get it right up on here and get to spinning. Because this year we're going in it breaking a lot of good artists, a lot of good music, and doing a lot of good things for the authors as well, and giving back to our communities and everybody who we are associated with that is doing music. Everyone is giving back to the communities as well. So we all have something to do, as well as get our music, get our books out here, and keep educating as well.
Most definitely.
Our message of hope and nonviolence and the positive teachings that we're trying to get out here to the youth.
So we're going to come with, we want everybody to hang tight for a minute. Mike, don't you hang up either.
All right, I'm still here.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Streets Don't Love You Back track.
All right.
Yeah. This the Streets Don't Love You Back. We dedicate this to all the youths across America, all those who've been abandoned by their parents and loved ones. We let you know that God is good, always. Even when no one else cares, He's there for you.
Oh, keep
your head up.
Hey.
The streets don't love you back. I hear grinding and a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. Show me what rule, baby, I don't get mine. The streets don't love you back. Show me what way on this lonely road. The streets don't love you back. I gotta do right before they call me home. The streets don't
never love you.
This is Rob Boyd checking in, letting you know the streets will never ever love you back.
When I was abandoned by my father in this world, when I was abandoned by the man that I thought loved me, it took my whole life in another direction, my mind. How can you say that you love me in this world? Never did nothing for me or my mama or my sister in this world. How can you look at yourself and be proud of what you've done? Now I say to myself, as a little child, I went to the street world, and I had to learn that it didn't love me back. Now I look at life so much in a different frame, my mind. Now I know the streets will never love me back. I thank God for what he done for me, 'cause I listened to my mama in this world. Now I tell all the children, all the little boys and girls, the streets will never love you, will never love you back.
The streets won't love me back. I hear grinding in a life of crime. The streets don't love you back. You tell me one rule, baby, I'ma get mine. The streets don't love you back. There's only one way, on this lonely road.
The
streets don't love you back.
I know it can't change the way your young mind thinks, and I know you wanna lounge, smoke weed and drink, and I really ain't all the type to give a speech or preach, but I promise God that I would do this if you get me out the streets. See, when I was coming up, motherfuckers was loyal, but now they cracking under pressure when the situation boils and comes to a head. Another fork in the road, everyone got affidavits, show they codies told. They wasn't scared to do the crime, but now these motherfuckers cowards. The county was one thing, but now it's no more private showers. It's all in the open, better learn to be a man. Fuck all the pistol popping, yapping, should've learned to use your hands. Went from pod storms to day rooms to mess halls and rec yards. You think you something special, everybody's got it hard. Penitentiary ain't like it is on TV, and a fair joint is something hope you never have to see. I don't care how tough you think you are to humble your ass, they got a room especially for you just to beat your ass. Shit's sad, it's hard, raised by the streets with no dad, but going life or death and pressure ain't gonna never change the past. Cause
yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I like to dedicate this track to my mother, my brothers, my sister, to my man LD, his wife Holly, to my manager Lucinda, to my two sons, Michael and Robert. Dedicate this to my homeboys, the Bishop Crew off Van Eyck and Harper, the Brewster Project, my man Chickaria, Warner County Project, 430 Crew, Day and Fab, rest in peace. Let's do this. You live on through my vision. The streets don't love you back. One of your own made it. Now we tell the world, the streets will never love you back. Change your ways. Change your ways. Change your ways.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show. That's a track off our soundtrack that me and my homeboy LD recorded for the soundtrack that go to my book, the Streets Don't Love You Back book. And we just thanking once again our guest tonight, Mr. Mike, and we thanking my man OG Suicide up out of Cali for tuning in tonight.
I appreciate that.
Yes, indeed, man. And like I said, you know, people, you'll be hearing that Never Give Up on here, spinning. We are also in partnership with OG Suicide, working with him and his organization as well, Suicide Prevention Organization. And for all the promoters that's in Arizona that hear me and my wife speaking tonight and on Facebook, and we're going to reach out to you, we're looking for great promoters to bring three great artists here that I know of personally, and one of them is on the mic tonight, OG Suicide and Young Maserati Jr. out of Detroit with the Brown Sugar track, and then off Grand Slam Records, Mr. Kendall Day, All For You. So them three great artists that we trying to get here to Arizona, they need to be heard, ladies and gentlemen. So
hey, all man,
promoters out there in Arizona, let's get it on, you feel me? And let's start bringing some of this good talent that you hear on the Streets Don't Love You Back radio show here to AZ at the Celebrity Theater where you hold your boxing events at. You know what I'm saying? Let's make it happen. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, any last words from you, OG Suicide?
Never give up.
Okay, so never give up and always remember to forgive.
Amen.
Because if you don't forgive a person if what they've done against you, as Jesus says, how do you expect me to forgive you for the sins you've done against me? So,
amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yeah, that's
so
real. That's real.
That's all real.
That's true.
So with that being said and done, we just want to say we thank everybody for coming tonight. We had a great 4th year toy drive once again. Also, here go the missus with her last words. All right, then. We thank everybody for coming in, and everybody have a great night.
You too. Thank you very much.
Good night.